Who was it? Tom won't.
Tim Grobble.
He won't call.
Can I get a
podcast?
Welcome, everyone. This is Can I Get a Podcast? I'm Jeffrey Cooperstein. This is Wednesday, October 3rd.
This is the official fan podcast of Michael Dixon.
Absolutely. And Chris, guess what?
What?
It is 5:16 on Wednesday, October 3rd, and OU still sucks.
Why do you say that?
Because OU is going to get beat this weekend by Texas.
Ooh, and speaking of that, coming up in our second segment, we will talk college football in an interesting story today.
And as big of a Texas fan I am, I've never heard the story before.
A story you will love from the 1999 Red River rivalry.
Shootout.
A little trickery from former assistant at Oklahoma, Mike Leach. We'll talk about that in the second segment. But Jeffrey, it's baseball time.
Dude, it's baseball time. Baseball playoffs started last night. Great game, if you didn't watch it. 5-hour game. The Rockies beat the Cubs 2-1. I love pitcher's duels in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I think
too.
It's awesome. It's high drama. You would see low scoring and you'd think, eh, meh. It's high drama. It's great stuff. I think the playoffs are pretty open this year. Obviously, the Red Sox had a great season. Winning over 100 games, but I think they're beatable. I don't think there's this truly unbeatable team. Like we saw with the Cubs in 2016, we knew they were the team.
Yeah, especially in the American League where you've got the Astros, defending World Series champs. I don't see any kind of hangover coming for them. And, dude, the Yankees, too. That's a good offense. You got a strong bullpen there for the Yankees.
They're really good.
And even you've got the Indians in the American League. So it's no... It is no cakewalk for the Red Sox, definitely.
It's going to be tough. I want to get your thoughts on this. I got in, not a debate, well, yeah, I guess so, a Twitter debate last night on the whole wild card thing, because the Cubs, at the end of 162, tied for the best record in the National League. They lose game 163, makes them the wild card. Should the Cubs, with the second best record in the National League, be subject to a one-game playoff?
Let's actually have a quick discussion first on game 163. Do you like game 163?
I think so. I think if this would sound really subjective, but if the season series is so far lopsided, I don't think a tiebreaker is necessary. There should be like some sort of cutoff.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just getting into semantics, but
I think it's weird. I'm not a fan. And the two reasons I'm not, you play 162 games and it all comes down to one game, I think is a little weird.
Exactly.
And they schedule it so you only play 19, you play against your division rivals 19 times. So there's no way for you to have a tied record
right.
against your rival.
Right.
To me, it's kind of artificial to make you play 19 times, which in turn forces you to have at least one like 4-game series or something weird, and then it means nothing.
And I think you and I would both agree it's a de facto playoff game, yes?
Oh, it is.
But they're playing the game under regular season September roster rules. So you can have 40 on your roster.
And
I don't like that either.
It's weird, too, because we'll transition this into your question about the wild card. I like the wild card game where it's lose and you're out. I think that's weird that you play 162 games and you play one game and you lose the division. So just wrapping up 163, not a fan of 163. But the wild card game, in of itself, I think it's good. To me, man, if you're the Cubs, tough luck. Win your division. I don't feel bad.
I do, because I'm not opposed to the wild card game. I used to be. I thought it was kind of dumb, but you know what? More baseball, the better. But I think it's kind of ridiculous that the Cubs are the second best team in the National League over 162 games. And they're subject to this one-game wild card, where I like how this is, I mean, it's a tough comparison, but how the NBA did it, where they just eliminated divisions altogether, and the second-best record is the second seed in the respective conference. And I think that's how it should be.
And see, to me, there are pros and cons. The con that you get from something like that is your division matchups really don't mean anything.
In basketball, yes, they don't mean anything
anymore.
Right,
and see, I don't want to get that way in baseball. I like having that little extra oomph, even if you're playing like, Rangers-Mariners, where there's not really any rivalry there, but there's something
about... it matters.
But they're playing a division team. And so I like that, but I can see the plight of the Cubs where you've played great baseball all year, and it just comes down to one game simply because you had one team in your division that was, in a sense, one game better than you.
And I don't know if the Cubs necessarily choked in September either. They didn't have an awful September. I believe over their last 10, they were 6-4. So that's by no means like they lost 10 straight to lose the division. I think it's an unfortunate circumstance. I don't see it changing in the near future. I think baseball wants to keep it the way it is. But I think the playoffs are going to be really good, and I don't know who I'm picking in the World Series yet.
I don't either. It'll be interesting to, as we record this podcast here on Wednesday afternoon, it's going to be interesting to what we see in tonight's American League wildcard game.
Yes, because the winner of this game plays the Red Sox, yes?
Yes.
So Red Sox, Yankees, and the ALDS, come on, man. That's awesome.
I know, and that could be a good five games. Just real quickly, just give me kind of who you're leaning on here. We're not going to hold you to it. If you had to put money on a National League team and money on a American League team, who are you putting your money on?
Money on a National League team, I am going to go with the Dodgers. I still believe the Dodgers. I still believe in them. Clayton Kershaw is still the best pitcher on planet Earth, and he can carry them. Their offense has got to find a way to get better, obviously, and they need Kenley Jansen to be who he was last year because he hasn't been that this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's hard not to pick the Dodgers in the National League. You know, we'll see. The Rockies, I don't know about the Rockies.
By the way, real quick mention. Did you get to see the game last night?
Yes.
So they had that StatCast broadcast.
Okay, I did not catch the StatCast broadcast.
I was watching it. Yeah. Fantastic. If you're a baseball nerd like myself, go watch the StatCast broadcast. But basically what they were saying, you know, the Rockies, since they're playing in Coors Field and the ball carries, that they're always offensive. They're an offensively minded team. And this year it's the opposite, where they have a really strong rotation, really strong bullpen, and their offense is inconsistent. So if the Rockies could find a way to score some runs at home, and I mean, I think they have a chance. And moving on to the American League here real fast, I think the Red Sox are the favorite, but if they get matched up with the Yankees in that series, I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah. I want to pick the Red Sox, but you know what? Give me the Astros, just because I...
Don't say that.
I don't see a World Series hangover coming from them. I'm not going to pick against them, but... You know, we haven't seen a team go back-to-back since the Yankees had 3 in a row, 98 through 2000.
That's true.
So, Astros, I see them getting there. I don't know. You know what I just realized? I picked the Astros-Dodgers.
Yes, you did.
So, you know what? Scrap that. I don't want to repeat. Give me the Red Sox. I've got Red Sox-Dodgers as my World Series.
I'm not afraid to say that I have a strong dislike for the Houston Astros. So
I know you do.
I really hope that they don't make the World Series, but they're a damn good team. They're fun to watch. I just wish they weren't the Astros.
Astros-Indians is going to be an interesting series.
It'll be a really good series. Sure. The starting pitching in that series, Garrett Cole, Dallas Keuchel, Carlos Carrasco, Trevor Bauer. I mean, those are big names that are just going to be going at each other.
Who? Let me ask you this. So Braves in the postseason with the least amount of wins of any postseason team. You've got the A's playing tonight in the wild card game.
How crazy is it? The A's do this once every 8 or 10 years.
And you know what, man?
It's crazy.
So I'll tell you this. So I guess it was about April. We had a fan call into Mike Peasley's Rangers Insider Show. And I don't know what the context was, but he asked about the Rangers making the playoffs. And Mike gave some kind of prediction. He said, if the Rangers made the playoffs...
I heard you talking the other day.
He said, if the Rangers made the playoffs, he would walk to Globe Life Park from the Victory Park Studios. So that's about 20 miles that you would have to walk. So, of course, I pulled it. And what I didn't realize until we played it back last week, he had the Rangers finishing above the A's in the division. He had the A's finishing last. And here they go, turn around into a playoff team. Just what they've done has been crazy this year, but we're talking baseball here. Can I get a podcast? I'm Chris Gross. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. If I had to make you pick a team, would you rather pick the A's or the Braves?
I haven't watched much of the Braves at all.
Sure.
I've watched a little bit of the A's. I'd probably take the A's, but that is based on absolutely nothing. It's simply because I don't know anything about the Braves. The Braves are good, obviously. They won the NL East.
Yeah. Which playoff team do you know the least about?
Definitely the Braves. I mean, I know they have Ronald Acuna, who's going to win Rookie of the Year in the National League. He's ridiculous. And they have a couple of really good young players. They have Dansby Swanson. And that's really my extent of knowledge of the Braves.
I think I'll say the Braves, too. So that means you and I, we're all in on the Braves.
Let's go. Let's do it. Go
Braves. We are rooting for the Braves.
I will not do that tomahawk chop because it is too close to Florida State.
And it's a little racist.
A little bit, yeah.
So that's why we're not going to do it.
And we're not racist.
But you heard it here. Official prediction of the Can I Get a Podcast. We're all in on the Braves.
Let's do it.
I have a feeling we might check in next week and be a little disappointed in our...
Are we calling this an official prediction?
We are.
Okay.
We are. That is the official prediction of our podcast, just like we had the Cowboys, I believe, going 10-6.
I think it was 9-7.
Okay, 9-7.
And look, we're not too far off on
no,
that right now.
I think that's definitely doable. I like the chances of that better than the Braves winning the World Series.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is Can I Get a Podcast? We're going to take a quick break right on the other side of the music here. We've got an interesting story about trickery, deception, and what could have been an upset in the 1999 Red River rivalry. That's coming up next here on Can I Get a Podcast? Welcome back. Can I Get a Podcast?
Hello.
Hello, Jeffrey. That is Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We are going to talk about a fascinating story from the Red River Shootout. And during the break here, Jeffrey informed me, I was calling it the Red River Rivalry, which is very hard to say.
That, you cannot say that 10 times in a row.
It is
fast.
Very... You want to try?
Red River Rivalry, Red River Rivalry, Red River Rivalry.
You got through three.
I got through three.
That was not bad. But Jeffrey, being the Texas fan, informed me it used to be called the Red River Shootout.
Yes, and that's what we're going to go with here.
It is now called the Red River Showdown.
That's a stupid name.
We are going to call it the most fun, easiest thing to say.
That's
we'll
correct.
Go with Red River Shootout.
Yes.
So here's the story from ESPN Today by Jake Trotter.
Great writer.
Called The Untold Story of Mike Leach's quote-unquote lost OU play script that fooled Texas. And this is interesting. I'll tell you what originally grabbed me on this story as I was scrolling through Twitter. There's a great graphic that somebody made. It's someone in clear Texas clothing, a Texas coach,
holding
an Oklahoma yes. play script.
And I, like I said, I'd never heard of this story before. You sent it to me this morning, and I was reading it, and I was amazed. I think one of the cooler parts about it was that Tom Herman was a grad assistant
yeah.
in Texas then.
It's funny how many people were involved in this story. So
yes.
just a quick basic on the story. Mike Leach, he was a coach at Oklahoma at the time. The offensive coordinator at Oklahoma at the time. They're preparing for the 1999 Red River Shootout. And this was Oklahoma winning would have been a massive upset.
Yes.
Texas was your clear favorite to win this game. And so Mike Leach and a offensive assistant at the time, Cale Gundy, decided they were going to make a fake play script. Now, just a quick insight here. Most teams, if not all teams, will script about their first 15, 20
right.
plays. That's college, that's NFL. You know what you are going to run. When you go into that game, you know what your first 15,
yes.
20 plays will be. So, Mike Leach made the decision, as he's working on their offensive play script for this game, he decided, you know what? Let's make a fake script.
And accidentally, air quotes, drop
yes,
it on the
yes.
Texas side of the warm-ups.
So they make this. Now they change kind of things. Here's how they change things. What their original script was going to attack, what part of the defense they were going to attack, that's where they left open on this fake play script that they were going to leave. And here's where the story really turned. Jeffrey, do you remember who was the man who went over and dropped the play call? Okay, maybe, never mind. It wasn't the guy who dropped the play call. Do you remember who else was in on the scheme here? Now UNT coach
yes,
Seth
Luttrell.
Luttrell.
Yes, because he was the running back, I believe.
He was the fullback at Oklahoma
fullback,
at the time.
Yes.
And so, just weird. You got Mike Leach, you got Tom Herman in the story. So what happens is, it might have been, I think it was Gundy. They take this fake play script. They walk over to the, closer to the Texas sideline. He pretends like he's latching it onto his belt and, you know, quote, not accidentally, drops it and walks away. And he said the hardest part of this was not turning around to see if one of the Texas coaches were going to pick it up. And so you've got a grad assistant who comes and picks it up. And the greatest part about this story, neither of the coaches knew.
Yes, they didn't involve. Mack Brown didn't know. Bob Stoops didn't know. They said the defensive coordinator at Texas didn't tell Mack Brown that he had this playbook.
So they start going by these plays, and they literally. Now here's what I would have done. So they think this is the real play script. We're gonna defend these. Dude, they get gashed.
They
two
got
plays
gashed.
In. Two plays in, Oklahoma scores.
Yes.
It gets so bad, Oklahoma takes a 17-0 lead before Texas decides, you know what? I think we got duped.
I think we got duped. We're not gonna use this anymore. And then Texas came back to win the
game. So this is a great story. That's just a quick summary. You gotta go read about it. If you wanna know all about Mike Leach's evil genius. How Seth Littrell felt about it, how Tom Herman's involved. Head on over, read Jake Trotter's piece. It's only about a 10-minute read. It's really fascinating.
It's really funny.
So just kind of talking about it here, how do you feel about Leach's idea to create the fake play script and float it to the other team?
I guarantee you it happens all the time. What it said earlier in that article, OU was spying on Texas practices to... And they ended up with a blocked field goal that helped them win one of the games.
Yeah.
This happens all the time in college football and in pro football, I'm sure. I don't know if it's to that extent where you're trying to drop a play card on the field. First of all, I think nowadays everyone knows what everyone runs. So I don't think that matters. But I'm pretty sure it happens like people on the sideline have, they have multiple guys signaling to the quarterback. One's real, one's not. If you can steal signals, I mean, obviously teams try to do it.
I think it's a great idea. I don't know how I had never heard this story before.
I know. I don't know how it's been kept under wraps.
But I think now you will never get away with this again. You might, if something like this ever happens, you might try the first play.
Yeah.
And say, we're going to try to defend
play,
the first
play. But
then
play. That first play might be an 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah, and when that happens, then you're like, okay, we're done. I love how it literally took a 17-point. Now, Texas, clearly the better team at this time. They crumpled up the play call, threw it away, ended up winning by 15-something points. I can't remember the exact score. They came back. It actually, I think, at the time, something like it was the biggest comeback in Texas history or something. It was somewhere along those lines. It was a huge comeback for Texas because they were the better team. I don't think anything like this would ever fly nowadays.
Oh,
like I said, you get one, two played.
People
one,
would be not happy.
And imagine how the coaches felt.
Oh, like, yeah. I bet they just felt like absolute crap that they... Yeah. I mean, they had a game plan going into the whole week, and they see what they think is their golden ticket, and it turns out to be very false.
Yeah. I don't know. I love this idea. I'm not surprised that it was Mike Leach. This is...
Dude, Mike Leach is pretty awesome.
Dude, I love Mike Leach. There's something... He always seems a step short. we saw it with the Tech team he had.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you don't.
I have no idea.
Washington State has never... They had one good season. I guess it was last year. They had a really good first half and weren't able to
but
capitalize.
But they're always a respectable team in the Pac-12.
They are, and that's something that we got to figure out how Leach can get from respectable coach to championship coach.
This man is on the border of Idaho and Washington, and he's coaching a respectable Pac-12 team. It's either Idaho or Wyoming.
Mike Leach is a fascinating man.
He's
whole
great.
Pirate fascination.
Go watch his press conferences. He's awesome.
He is. He's great. But this was a great story by Trotter. Please go read it. I guarantee you, even if you don't like reading long stories like these oral histories,
do it.
You will be entertained by this story, and you will find out something that you did not know. So moving on, we are going to close out the podcast here. We're going to do it like we always do. It is the 24-second shot clock. And here's how it works. So you get 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want. Doesn't even have to be sports related, but when you hear that buzzer and your 24 seconds are up, you're done. You pass it on to the next person. Jeffrey, we're going to go to you here first. Your 24 seconds begins now.
It is the best week of the year in college football, Chris Gross. Texas OU week.
Yeah.
The trash talk happens throughout the week on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you want. I don't like OU. I love going to the game. The atmosphere is bar none at Texas OU. You will not find a college football atmosphere like that. Split down the 50 at the state fair. The Horns are winning this year.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll find out on Saturday. Let's move to my 24 seconds, and mine is going to be a major gripe that I have, how expensive movie tickets are. Bought tickets to go see Venom this weekend. I'm very excited. I'm a huge nerd. But me and my brother, I'll tell you the hack. We go early on Friday mornings. You get tickets for about $6.50. If you don't get those early bird tickets, you're paying about double for tickets.
Yes.
To go this weekend, it ends up being about $27. I don't understand why we have to pay so much for movie tickets.
I agree.
It's very annoying.
I agree.
That is going to do it for this podcast, though. As we always do, we tell you, hey, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. That's an easy way to find us. Or you can find us on KESN1033.com. We tell you every podcast, if you write us a review, we will read it on air.
Absolutely.
No new ratings. Still five okay. stars completely.
Perfect.
No new reviews, but I've made a rule. If we don't get a new review, we will read my favorite review.
Go for it.
This comes on September 14th from OG Shill. He says, great pod. Fun listen. Best thing is I don't have to see Jeff's face when I hear it.
Love you, Grant.
That is my favorite review. So no new reviews. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. If you leave a review, we will read it here on the podcast. Even if it's making fun of Jeffrey, we will read it. Jeffrey, who are the people you need to tell about this podcast to get the word out?
Chris, you need to tell your friends
yep.
and your cousins,
mm-hmm.
your aunts, your
That's
uncles.
Right. That's right.
Your cousins yes. that have been removed
yeah.
after your family got divorced.
Right, yes.
And the most important person is who, Chris?
Those ex-wives.
Ex-wives.
Got to involve the ex-wives. He's at jcoopjr27.
That's me.
On Twitter, I'm at Chris is Gross, KRISISGROSS. Follow us there. Let us know whether you think Michael Dixon is a better punter than Earl Thomas is a safety. Or just let us know why you think the Braves are going to win the World Series.
Or why you think our podcast is the greatest podcast known to man.
Yes, and tell us why you like listening to Jeffrey but not having to look at him. We definitely like those comments too. But that's going to do it for this edition of Can I Get a Podcast? We'll be back next week. More baseball. We got some Cowboys, some college football. We got Texas OU. All that fun stuff.
Stars.
We will not be talking stars next week, I guarantee you, but that is Can I Get a Podcast? Goodbye.
Okay, thanks.